This episode contains adult content. Listener discretion is advised. All right, so you guys head down a little bit more down the way. A lot of business is happening here in the square. There's lots of shops. There's a tailor. There's a smithy. There's food. There's a bookstore. And then you see that there is a inn called the Climb Inn. And you guys head to the Climb Inn. What is the Climb Inn? I had an idea last time we were getting together, but I'm pretty sure I forgot what I was thinking.
There's definitely a ladder to get in.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. You always got to climb in somehow. Yep. So let's just say for omniance, let's say for just shits and giggles, there's like 30 windows all around this place, and there's ladders of different heights. Yes.
Like cargo netting that you can climb.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, different ways to climb in. Yes.
Yep. And some people are trying to climb out and they're like drunk and they're falling out.
Yeah. A lot of liability problems.
Yep. Yep. And things feel like it's very hopping tonight. There's a lot of hooting and hollering. There's a lot of yelling. There's a lot of just hubbub. You don't know what for sure, but you're just assuming that there's a good time because it just sounds like jolly merriment.
It doesn't seem like the new edicts that have come down from the king seem to have slowed the party up any.
They don't seem affected at all by any of this.
Seems strange as the main function, but the school is here. I mean, the wizards, the magic users are here.
Right. I don't know. It doesn't. I mean, it seems as though they're not bothered. So I don't know. I don't know what that could possibly mean for you and the school itself. But we have to climb in to see. Right. I mean, this is your old stomping ground.
Yes. I'm trying to think of some kind of like some weird climb in.
There's a rock wall over here.
Yes, that was the place that we used to go in all of the time. And he just kind of like chink, like all the cloths out.
Yes, of course. So Joe, look, there's a bucket of chalk right here. I'll just chalk my hands up and we can see. This is great. I was looking at this rock wall as we were walking up. I think this is how I would like to climb in.
You know, if you changed into a tabaxi, would you also not have claws, or is it merely an illusion?
Yeah, I don't think it. I don't think I would all of a sudden assume all of the benefits of being a tabaxi, you know, claws and whatnot, and you know, speed increases and other statistical benefits. But no.
It's a really weird thing to say.
Yeah, well. it's fine. I'll stick with what I am. I can sort of conceal the fact that I not have an ear. I think
part of your ear came off.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll stick with old faithful nondescript man, and we'll see what that leads to.
Fair enough. I pull my hood up before climbing in. And I let Soot go first.
So Soot just saddles up to the rock wall and just starts climbing. And I climb in.
So you do it.
You do. Yeah. The sign says. Yep. I'm not going to have you roll. I'm not going to have you roll dexterity
or anything. People failing their climb checks to get into the inn. This is turning out to be a terrible business model. There's like nobody in here.
I think I actually have a climb speed.
Nice. Yeah, it would be pretty bad if like there was nobody in the bar, but there's a bunch of people like outside of the bar with like head bandages.
Yeah,
right. Clerics just healing everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like a walk-in clinic right next to it that's just crazy busy.
And it just got put up because they knew that they would.
Yeah, just for convenience.
That's right. If we've known anything about this adventure, is that we're really in on the business side of everything.
Right. So, we love it. It's really, yeah, right. It's.
Yeah, we're all business here.
We're all business.
All the time. All right.
Capitalist through and through.
Yeah. That's right. So you guys climb in through the window. It's a fairly big one, so you both can actually squeeze yourselves through there.
It takes us. We're like bumping into each other. We're, you go after you. No, no. Okay. No, yeah, no, no, no. Sorry. And then 2 hours later, we enter the climb in.
That's right.
I'm just kidding. Right.
And you're
kidding.
You're exhausted. Yep. Yeah. You're like, I need a beer. Yeah. As soon as you get in, you realize that there is a reason for the hubbub. There is a squared circle of things. There is a fight going on in the center of this ring. You see that there is a bar against the side wall there. You see on the other side, there are people taking bets in the other one of the other corner back corners. And there are two magic users that are fighting each other.
Ooh. Look, you can tell that this is in the magical district. They've made the circle square.
Wow.
Breaks all yes. The laws of physics.
They don't exist when magic is involved. But this is quite interesting. This is quite interesting. So there's magic users and they're fighting each other. Oh, this is
a magical duel.
I don't know if this is this was. Do you remember this happening a lot back in your day?
Used to happen all the time.
Oh, okay. So it's good, probably good form to make a wager. And I take out my
perhaps yes.
What are we looking at here? What who looks like they're? Who, can I still make wagers? Can I wager on this fight right now?
Oh, there's people still. There's still like there's people still
I don't
like
know how this. I don't yelling. Know how this works. Like yeah, as the like fight goes on, the odds like change. That.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like a trading you see floor.
That there's a wraith fighting a goblin.
Oh,
and they're wielding a bunch of different magics. Roll me a perception check.
We'll do the thing. Oh,
so I don't know either one of these then.
Ooh. No, you don't know either of them. No,
I got a five. So many people in here.
I did an 8. Yeah, I'm shorter. So I'm like, I can't tell which one is doing better.
Yeah. Like you can't tell, like, you know, who's winning, who's losing. There, it feels like some other things are happening, but for some reason, there's just so many people. And you just like, you're kind of trying to look and some, you know, tall guy gets in your way. You're trying, you know, you squat down and somebody's butt hits you in the face and you're like, and you're like, you're really trying to scope the situation, but everybody's just so riled up by the action that you just can't quite make out what's going on.
I try to grab someone and what are the odds? What are the odds on who? I want to know who has the worst odds and I want to bet on them.
Yeah.
Best odds? I don't know how odds
work. So the bigger payout would be on the worser bet, right?
Yeah,
so
I want the bigger payout. Yeah.
Yeah.
So someone's like, it's 11-1 on the Wraith and it's 4-2.
What does any of that mean?
On the other guy. What did I say the other guy was?
Wait, what is it?
Goblin.
Goblin, thank you.
Welcome to the D&D 11, gambling. Yeah, I don't
know. So the odds are longer on the Wraith, so it's 11-1. So for, I don't have a gambling. So if you bet $10, you win $110. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's like a percentage. It's like for every dollar you put in, you get 11 back or something like that. Something
okay, that's what I was thinking. But I thought it was reversed. Like, okay, so 11 to, okay, all right. It doesn't matter. I want to place a bet on the longest on the longest odds because Soot totally understands all of it. He just wants to place a bet on who's the underdog.
Yeah. So, you know, you go up and there's this big, tall human with sunken black eyes and just like very tired. You could tell he's just been doing this for a while, you know, and he's like,
you're who I'm looking for.
Yeah.
He looks like he needs a nap.
He's like, "What did you say? Who you betting on? Who you betting on?"
I want the longest, the long odds on the Wraith.
You want the Wraith? All right. How much?
30. 30.
30 what?
Gold?
Oh, my man, he says. And he says, all right, 30 on the Wraith. And he writes out on a scroll and he says, sign here.
I sign. Scribble. It's just a scribble. And then I take whatever chit or receipt, whatever bullshit happens.
As soon as you sign, your hand lights up.
Damn it. Why wouldn't I have known that? That's fine. Ah, I see. Magical bind. Perfect. Thank you. I hope you have one too.
And he turned to Black Claws. He said, "How about you, fine sir? What are you in for?"
"We're together."
"Oh, splitsies."
"I wasn't asking if you guys were boyfriend, girlfriend. I was just wondering what you're betting on."
"Oh, yes. No. Nothing for me, thank you."
"Girl, it doesn't matter."
"Well, I mean, in fact, you could. You know what?
You know what? Fine. Yeah.
We don't need to discuss. It's fine."
I feel like there are several minds placed about us at the moment. 30 on the Wraith, so I'll take the longest yard. I keep wanting to say longest yard. It's so stupid.
So he's just like, enjoy the match.
"Oh, I will.
Make sure to get yourself a drink."
"Done."
Wipes one off a
tray. Yeah, I just took it out of someone's hand. Yeah. I do. I takes one out of someone's hand. Okay. When he says, "Grab yourself a drink." And I just grab myself a drink.
Okay, yeah. So it's a halfling. You take it off the halfling and
I don't even look who it is. I just grab it. I just see a drink.
Yeah. And the halfling's like, "What the hell, buddy?" And then it's kind of like, "Oh man!" And then just kind of walks off.
"Oh no! You destroyed John. You destroyed me." So it doesn't care.
And the halfling is not fighting back. He's just kind of like, he goes back to the bar with his like head hung down. Like, "I guess I gotta get another drink.
Got another drink taken from me." That's right. such is the halfling's way.
He's the guy that always gets the thing swiped from him.
Wow.
So you put in the odds and you're watching this match go down. And you can tell every once in a while, there is a shimmer of light that kind of starts at the top of the ring and goes down, and it shifts and something happens. So what happens is that you realize that once that happens, the combatants actually switch up their strategy. So what is happening is something's being changed, but because you guys didn't have a good perception, you don't know exactly what that is. So the Wraith, just before that happens, was doing a scream that was affecting the goblin, and it was hurting his ears and kind of throwing his equilibrium off. And once that happened, then all of a sudden what the Wraith does is he takes his boned hand and places it on the ground, and black inkiness comes from it and starts to grab at the goblin's ankles. And starts to drag him into the ring.
Shit.
Yeah. The goblin takes both of his pinkies and does something with them, kind of swirls them in the air, and he plunges them down to where the mat is, and he turns that black inkiness into water, and then he pulls himself out of it and proceeds to do a roundhouse kick and smashes it into the race boned jaw.
Skull face.
yep, exactly.
Damn.
Ooh. Oh. At this, the goblin produces a scepter out of thin air and touches the top of the Wraith's head, and he proceeds to turn it into an ice sculpture.
Ooh, I think you're gonna lose.
And the goblin turns around and lefty style, like Ken Griffey Jr., smashes him into a million pieces.
Oh, that looks like it hurt.
Did he just kill that guy?
They never used to allow that.
And the you know, the crowd is just, some are booing, some are cheering. People are going crazy. You can see the magic kind of dissipate from the ring. The ring, it's got like ropes, kind of like fake rope, or like not fake ropes, but real ropes. And they kind of go down and kind of disappear into the floor. And the Wraith actually reappears.
Okay.
Out of thin air, and they shake each other's hand.
Like Jesus. A video game.
Yeah. Respawn.
Yeah.
I guess he was sort saved.
Of
for
combat that's like a mortal, you know, of mortal danger. Yet they don't actually die. Okay, I understand now. I understand the rules.
Well, just for the people at home, I just instead of like doing all these checks and blah blah blah, I just rolled two dice. The goblin rolled a two, the wraith rolled a two, and the goblin rolled a 20. So it was just, I was like, well, this fight is over.
It's done. It's donezo.
Yeah, I didn't think it would actually be that short, but I was like, well, fuck, he threw a 20, and no way he's not going to win this right now.
I guess that's why the wraith was a long shot. Well, hey, it happens. I'll find some more gold.
Yep.
Maybe don't steal from here, though. But we wait until we leave.
I'll think about it.
Well, let's see how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, primarily we're here to find information. So this has all just been a great big distraction.
There's a couple of people kind of walking around and stuff like that, and you can hear they're like real like talking and kind of like jovial and very like ha ha and you know. Really kind of big and bold, and someone comes up to you, Black Claws, and is like, you look like a spry young fella looking to make a little moolah with a little combatancy. Is that a word? I just made it up.
Combatancy. If you give him a Germanic accent, it'd be perfect.
It's possible. What are the terms? Like, how are things being run these days?
Well, he says, if you win, you get 50 gold. If you lose, you get 10. Any injuries sustained or any deaths sustained within the fight itself, we will fix you up. No problem. So, it's almost like just a little bit of fun, you know, back and forth.
Perhaps. Does this guy look familiar to me at all?
I'm gonna say no.
Do it. Well, the odds will be so long because you're new, they don't know you. I'll bet big and we'll make all our money back. My money back.
Sure, you know what, why not? And then okay. I lean over to Soot and I say, you know, you could use this time to see if you can turn anything up.
I could. And I'm counting out gold pieces.
He's like, oh, I forgot one thing. No dark magic or you're going to be arrested.
I put some gold back in my purse.
Well, what would be considered dark magic? If you don't mind me asking.
He's like, looks at you. He's like, what do you mean dark magic? I mean, dark magic.
Well, it seems that things have, things that were not dark magic before may be construed as dark magic now. Just want to know exactly where the guardrails are.
He's like, I don't have time for rules, man. It's either you know dark magic or you don't.
I feel like it's an unclear situation.
All right, I'm moving on. All right, well, it's good to see you. And he starts walking away from you because he doesn't want to have anything to do with if you are going to use dark magic.
It does. Yeah, it seems like he's right.
All of my magic is dark magic.
Yeah, right. He's not going to commit one way or another. Like this is not my table.
I mean, I could Eldritch blast him to death, but that feels kind of boring.
Is that dark magic though?
Well, Eldritch is in the name.
Well, so it seems as though there is a distinction, whereas perhaps we had thought before that there wasn't. So that's new information, you know, like all the magic that they were using in the ring there before
I guess wasn't considered dark magic, even though there was that like dark shadowy, you know, grease pit. I'm not exactly sure what spell that was, but it didn't feel like it was light.
No, it did not. And then he just like moves his hand, like puts his hands together and like pulls them apart. And there's like a, as the book pops out of this extra planar dimension, and he just starts flipping through the book. He's like, no. Well, slams the book, boom, throws the fucking tome back into extra planar space. He's like, I think I'm out.
Holify spells are dark. You know, that's probably to keep a low profile. Yeah, perhaps that is probably best. Maybe we just go back to the original plan of mining information.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I could turn invisible and then Misty Step, but that seems less than useful in a combat situation.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you'd be more sticking and moving at that point, floating like some sort of butterfly without the ability to sting like some sort of bee.
Well, and Chink like puts his claws out again. He says, well, maybe not sting.
Scratch deeply and harmfully.
Well, perhaps we should mingle.
Agreed. Let's mingle. We mingle.
Head over to the bar, see if the bartender that used to be there is still there.
Sure. You know what? I'm going to have you roll a perception for me. Just okay. Black Claws.
I'm not going to roll that one again. That was not much better. 12?
Okay. Yeah, you don't recognize anybody in here, which is weird because it's not like you've been gone that long.
Okay. As they're wandering, he's, just kind of looking, trying not to be like super obvious about it. Just kind of gives you the elbow and says, I don't recognize anyone in here.
Well, maybe that could be used to your advantage. I mean, perhaps splitting up and going our separate ways, trying to, we'll work the room in a circular sort of pattern and see what we can find out. Because we're trying to find out what the deal with the school is, right? Like what the because you said these battles were happening back then when you were there, like in an inn, in taverns. So that's commonplace.
Well, here specifically at the Climen, it's always been a bit of a pastime for the students.
All right. So there's some sort of there's a standard then. There's a standard that we're not understanding, right?
Well, and with the Pretender King implementing new laws, I suppose they just don't want to get caught up in anything. I mean, magic is magic for the most part. It's your intention, a focus of will. I mean, what?
Yeah, I don't know, because I really don't know who we're looking for. So who do we need to look for?
I wish I could remember their names. I can't find the fucking sheet. I know I must have typed and sent, emailed, discorded you, and I have no freaking clue where it is.
Okay, so the people that you were friends with are Altair, Altair, Calarook, Calarook.
Mm-hmm.
There's also Saren Thornheart, Seren.
What the fuck was that? Saren?
Seren. Saren. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thornheart, spelled like I said it. Thornheart. There's also, when you're ready,
mm-hmm.
Jorfen, Jorf, or goddammit, Jorphon, Yezren, Yesren. And last but not least, Osethra, Ossethra, Grey Thane, Greythane.
Well, I know she was the dwarf for sure. That's a dwarf name if I ever heard one. Okay. I rattle those names off to this.
Okay. All right. Well, I can ask around too. I can say that it's been a very long time since I've been in these parts.
That's fair. I shall do the same. I'll start at the bar.
And I shall work my way from the back of the room.
Sounds like a plan.
And I do it. I disappear to the crowd, to the back of the room.
All right. I'm going to have you both roll me a initiative check, just because that'll be whoever goes first in the questioning.
Oh, okay. Ooh, brother.
Now I get a good roll. 18.
Mine's an 8 total.
Nice. Well, that's perfect because I thought Black Claws would probably get the first go at it since this is his town, even though he doesn't know anybody right now.
Yep. So he, sidles up to the bar, waits a beat, depending on how busy the bartender is, waves a hand, catch a guy's eye, crack gal's eye. Waits for somebody to come over.
All right. Yeah. So a, big tall ogre, with, kind of like a mullet and some chops just kind of straddles up, just kind of walking kind of like an old cowboy. And he's like, "What's your drinking, partner?"
"Boy, you're a tall drink of water. What if you have a milk stout? Those are quite tasty."
"Oh, I do. How many of those can I get you today, sir?"
"Well, let me start with one. See how the night goes."
"Oh, you know what? That's the best way to do it, nice and slow." And he kind of jaunts to, like, just kind of fumbles to the spot where he's pouring the stuff. He kind of goes away from you for a little bit and does it all nice and brings it back to you and it lays it all nice and gently to the bar. He's like, "One milk stout for you. That'll be 1 silver.
"Yes, of course." Slides a 2 silvers onto the bar.
"Ooh, thank you kindly.
It's pretty busy in here. It's not, much busier than I remember the last time I was here."
"Oh, used to be a regular here, huh?"
Yes. "I even, competed a few times."
"Oh, I bet you they're a little safer now than they were back when you first came."
"Well, yes, the resurrection now is nice, but we usually cut things off before it got to that point."
"Yeah, I suppose dying's not the best thing in the world, but with the resurrection, it just sometimes it makes you feel like a new person."
"Well, of course, I do have a few lives to spare."
"Oh, you got jokes, and I'm here for them."
I was looking for a friend I hadn't seen in some time. A group of us used to come in and hang out. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name."
"My name is Barth."
"Ah, Barth, it's a pleasure to meet you."
"Mm-hmm. You as well."
My friends go by Altair, Saren, Joffrin, what the fuck is her name?
Jorfin and Osethra.
"Ah, yes, Osethra. Have you seen them in?"
And he, thinks about it, and he kind of touches his hand to his temple real slow, and he's kind of thinking, he's like, my mind isn't exactly what it once was, but I do remember a Jorfin. He doesn't go by the last name of, let me think, Yezrin, does he?"
"He does indeed."
"Oh, well, to tell you the truth, I have seen him in here a few times. As far as I know, he is still, I think he's in his last year at Flitabay. And if my mind is correct, which sometimes it is and other times it is not, I think that he does work for the library now."
"Oh, well, good for him."
"Mm-hmm. Books are our future."
"Yes, good education is important."
"Exactly. It's always good to have. I hope that you've had the privilege of doing that yourself."
"I did for just a little while."
"Oh, sorry. Did I hit a nerve?"
"Well, it was a tender spot for a while, but my life has taken a different direction."
"Mm. Well, hopefully it's for the good. You look well."
"Of course."
He kind of laughs like he said, "Of course." Okay. So then he kind of thinks about it a little bit or whatever. And he says, "It's a darn shame what kind of happened over there, though."
"Yes, these new restrictions seem to be quite oppressive."
"They are. And it really takes away from the learning."
"Yes, yes, it does. It eliminates fully half of the curriculum."
"It does, and that is a damn shame."
"I mean, magic in and of itself isn't good or evil per se. It's a manipulation of energy, forces."
Exactly. It's just like us. We don't come out as good or evil. It's just what happens around us that defines us and shapes us.
Exactly.
And he says, I've been really enjoying this conversation we've been having, but I have many other patrons I have to help out. So if you need anything else in the future, just let me know.
Oh, yes, of course. I didn't mean to hold you.
And he kind of tips it. He's got like a cowboy hat. He kind of tips a little bit, and then he kind of straddles off and goes to the other end of the bar. And you can hear him saying, how can I help you today, young sir?
And I turn, you know, leaning against the bar, watching the crowd, looking around to see, I think last time we played, it was like, oh, if they have like a, you know, essentially like a cork board, you know, like people post up there like, hey, dog walker kind of shit or whatever, to see if they have, you know, some sort of a board. If I catch something like that, then I'll just make my way over there and like nonchalantly look to see, you know, if any encoded notes have been left, which seems unlikely because I haven't been around in a while, but they may use it to communicate amongst themselves.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
there's one thing we know is that every inn has a quest board.
That's right. Always. So yeah, so you're kind of looking around and you see one kind of in one of the corners again, and you're kind of sidling by and you're looking at the board or whatever, and you're not exactly seeing anything that you're really looking for. You see like a poster that says wanted, anyone dealing in dark magics, 100 gold reward for the detaining and delivering of said creature. You actually see a flyer for Flitabay School of Wizardry. It's like, looking to practice your skills, looking to spread your wings, try Flitabay School of Wizardry. And
it's like right underneath the other one, so it's like sticking out, so it's like over top of the
wizard. Oh yeah. Well, no, there's like a sticker addendum like stuck to the bottom of it, and says like, we apologize for the inconvenience. We will not be teaching dark magics at this time or ever. Apologies. And then like there's a couple of postings for like, looking to make a couple extra coins, try our fight club. And it's just, you know, basically just recruiting for this bar and stuff like that. But yeah, you're not seeing anything that you're hoping for some coded messages or anything like that. You don't really see anything, unfortunately. So yeah, nothing really shines out.
Okay. I just kind of wander then, just try to pick up gossip, listen in on conversations, you know, maybe strike up a conversation with somebody, you know, just kind of neutral tone, you know, about what's been, you know, not leading off with what's been going on, but, you know, eventually kind of steering the conversation in that direction.
For sure. All right, we're going to cut from you, Black Claws, and we're going to check out and see what Soot is deciding to do with his time.
I'm kind of looking for someone who looks like they go to Flitabay.
Okay, yeah. So like you see like the obvious like the old 80s D&D cartoon version of a wizard. It's got the pointy hat, the really big like tunic. Glasses. He's got this like little like really like almost like a pencil looking like magic wand, and he's just kind of walking around, and he's kind of like, hey ladies, and you know, and then he kind of walks by and he's like, hey guys, and like nobody is like giving him 2 seconds for anything.
I'd walk up to him and just excuse me, sir. You look like someone I'm looking for. I'm looking for someone who attends Flitabay. Might you attend Flitabay?
And his eyes like light up, and he's like, hi, friend. It's good to meet a new friend. I'm Janda. Janda. Who do I have the pleasure speaking to?
Oh, it's excellent to meet you, Janda. But you can call me Ben.
Okay.
Because that is my name.
Okay, I was going to say, because usually people don't say, like, you can call me Al when my name's not Al. I don't understand when people do that.
Great song.
That's the best. Ben, how?
Yes.
Can I get you a drink?
No, unfortunately, yes.
That we'll do that. But I do have I need a little bit of information as I have to unfortunately deliver some bad news to some people that might still be at the school. It was the last place I hear that they were. So this it's been a long time since I've been in this town. So might you know? And I rattle off the names that I obviously remember that you said a moment ago.
And he kind of is taken aback, and he's like, "How do you know that I go to the wizard school?
Why?" Where else would you be from? And I look back in awe at his attire, just like, look at you, you magnificent magic user. Clearly you go to Flitterbay.
And he like flushes red and he's just like, well, okay. Yes. You got me. You got me. And so he gets kind of flushed. He's like, wait, what? Those names? What?
Yes, I am looking for those people, as I have some news I must deliver to them. Private news that I must deliver to. Of the utmost important. Import? The utmost, yes, the utmost import.
And he's kind of like, he's like, I don't really know any of those names except for Osethra. She died.
Okay. I take out a piece of paper and I scribble something on it as if I'm checking something off. But none of the other names ring a bell to you.
And he like screws his face a little bit. He's like,
stop screwing your face.
Oh, this is my thinking face. Don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. I misunderstood.
Oh, come on, man. And he's like, he just kind of thinks, and he's like, I think she said she was friends with some people, and those names might be the ones that she was friends with, but I don't know them personally.
All right. Well, you know what? This is great information. I'll have to follow up on that. But she is, how long ago did she die?
She died about 6 months ago. She did the thing that she wasn't supposed to do, and she did dark magic and a demon killed her.
My God, that's terrible.
I don't like dark magic. That's bad.
I know. I hear they're outlawing it and outright just trying to root out all the people who are practicing it.
And they should. That's evil stuff. That's where all the bad things happen.
Right, all the summoning of demons. Who would ever? That's a terrible thing to do. Awful thing.
I know. Things were good while they were, and now all these bad things are happening. I don't like it very much.
It's terrible. What was your name again, my good man? Jambus? What was it?
Jonda. My name is Jonda. Jonda.
Yes. Jonda. Jonda. It was wonderful to meet you. I do. I'm sorry to like rile up all of these feelings about here. I flip him a couple of silver pieces. Just don't. My next drink's on me. And I give him a couple of silver pieces. He told me that Osethra is dead. She died 6 months ago doing dark magics.
Yes.
Demon killed her. And she had mentioned some of those names as friends of hers.
Yes.
I just kind of like, I put a button on like, but no idea where those friends of hers might have ended up. I know you don't know them, but maybe no idea where they ended up.
Well, she was a senior at Flitterbay, so I can only assume that they still go there.
Ah, okay, excellent. I'll have to check on that. What exactly is the criteria for entering there as a guest? Could I just waltz right up there?
Yes, as long as you're not doing dark magic. They're always looking for people to visit because the attendance has been down since the outlawing.
Right, I can only imagine because dark magic is so alluring to some of the most unsavory of characters.
Which is unfortunate.
Not a good way to go. You know, not that I know from experience, not a very good path to follow. But I do appreciate all the information. I will have to follow up there. I thank you, Jonda. You're welcome. And I give him like a little pat on the back. Be careful tonight.
Okay, thank you. And he kind of like walks away and he's like, I just wanted a friend. And he walks to the bar with his couple of silver.
I'm gonna take the silver off. And I go to find Black Claw, or I look for Black Claw to give him this new information, see if that helps.
I won't make you roll. You found him.
I did find him. Black Claw, I have some information. I talked to a fine fellow named Janda, who is a student at Futabe, and he told me that Osethra is dead. I'm sorry.
What?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, she was doing dark magics, and a demon killed her, according to this Janda.
I don't believe that a minute.
I mean, it's the information. I think it's worthwhile information. It was about 6 months ago, and then also... this fine gentleman suggested that perhaps the other names here that I know and are repeating now may still be students there. Like, they are still going there, like probably seniors at this point.
Well, that's something then.
And we could probably just go to the school.
It must be our next stop then.
What did you find out? What was your whole thing?
Nothing. There's nothing. The bartender... said that, Jorfin works at the school library.
Okay,
So he's still alive.
Was Osethra, would you close with Osethra? Do we need to, like, you know, if it's true, are you okay?
There, we were not all extremely close as my studies drew me on, as they did. Right. But they were all there for me and I for them while I was able. It is... troubling, to say the least, but I do not know that we have time to mourn that now.
No, does that sound... I mean, did Osethra... Was there any indication that she was into the dark magics while you knew her?
We studied magic.
Right, yes.
And he kind of shrugs.
Yes, like... no, I understand. Right, I mean, you have to just get rid of the whole thing that there is dark and light magic. Right, so, yeah. Okay, well, I mean, either way, it seems as though the remaining people in your group are there.
Well, that's good. Perhaps they could tell us the true story. They could tell us what actually happened.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure they probably can't speak of it out loud too loudly.
We can hope that perhaps that she was captured, perhaps taken, thrown in a dungeon.
Oh yeah, maybe.
There may yet still be hope for her if. I mean, we must do what we can to make sure that this Mr. B. Giler is dealt with.
All in good time. We will. Yes, it's clear that he's a scourge. So,
his power really must be immense at this point. I mean, he was. He created the Baron region. It was 100 years ago.
Right.
Right? Out of character 100 years ago? 30 years ago?
I think it was 50 years ago.
50 years ago?
yes. So, formidable.
To say the least.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, at least from where I'm sitting, that seems to be the proper next step. I'm going to find the rest of these people. Find the truth of what happened with Osethra, and going from there.
Black Claw pounds the rest of his milk stout, slams the mug down on the table. Let us be off then.
How do you climb out?
He starts looking around.
I'm like looking at the windows, like they're like ropes. Is it like a rope we have to climb?
Ooh, there's a ladder over there. That one would be the easiest. Right,
we'll take the ladder. The ladder this time, for sure.
We take the ladder. We do it.
We go out. We go right to the school. We find all of your friends. And through the power of friendship, we defeat the Beguiler.
Friendship is magic.
Just like all things. We're back. Friendship is... Thank you. And My Little Pony stories forever.
That's right. We've made the crossover. We're doing it.
Yes.
Yeah, so you guys climb out through one of the other windows, you pop down, you start heading towards the school. What time of day is it right now? I can't remember at this point.
I have no idea. I think
I'll roll a D24.
I think you were just rolling D12.
Because I wanted to say D24. It's 14:06.
It's nice. 2 o'clock.
Yes.
2 o'clock.
Or it's 6:14.
Do you actually have a D24?
No, I just rolled.
That's how you roll a D24.
I rolled for time with advantage.
That's right.
Oh, that would have been
right. So
that would have been a D48. Shit. Never mind. Shut up, John. You're right, guys.
So it's actually a pretty nice day out. It's sunny. The Merchant's Fair is actually still going on pretty strong. So there's decent amount of people here and there and everywhere, kind of thing. You guys start heading towards the school, and all of a sudden, it's like it's just starts to get dark for no reason. And it's not like a pitch black dark or like a gray dark. It's almost like when, trying to think of what I can equate it to. It's like when clouds just kind of overcast the sun. And even though it's darker, it gives it a light yellow tint, kind of like when just before, like, if anybody's been in some inclement weather where there's a possibility for like a tornado, it gets kind of like that weird, like yellow look to it. And you hear kind of a sing-songy rhyme in the air. Lock the door, blow out the light. The hungry oni hunts the night. Hide and tremble, little one. The oni wants to have some fun. Hear it scratching on the door. See its shadow cross the floor. The sun won't rise for quite a while. Then till then, beware the oni smile.
Oni like O-N-I, like Japanese. Correct. Oni demon? Okay.
Yes.
Nothing ominous about that. It's probably fine.
Nothing onimous about
that.
Oh! Terrible.
He puts on his sunglasses. And the rhyme is coming from everywhere and nowhere.
Yeah. Yep.
And this is nothing that has ever happened before when I went to school here.
No.
I'm assuming. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Would
do you remember that from the last time you were here? This strange, ominous chanting on the winds of a stormy weather front.
No.
This is new.
This is new.
Oh, this is new.
Well, we should make haste and start to like maybe fast jog towards the school.
Ooh, we fast jog. Power walk. What's faster, power walk or a fast jog?
Oh, it depends how much you swivel your hips, I suppose.
All right, yeah, it's all about the hips. That's what drives those sorts of things.
Would we clock that? Would an Oni, like, is that something that we're familiar with?
Roll me a...
Would it be an Arcana? History? Yes.
I like Arcana or History, whatever's your best stat.
How about deception? Because that's my best stat.
I meant of the two, not of what you have.
I got a 15. It's the same for me either way.
Oh, I got a 15 on Arcana.
With our powers nice. Combined.
Ooh, so did you roll history then?
I rolled whatever you didn't roll.
Right. Nice. That's how we gather information.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, you both know about the Oni. Let's say, like, Black Claws, you read it in one of the books when you were kind of studying certain dark things at the school. And we'll say that Soot, you, trying to think.
Maybe I've got some information just from songs.
You know?
Like, yeah, like maybe What's His Nuts, like Cyclops has a lot of songs. I listen to a lot of his music jealously.
Yeah, let's say he's got like a rock version of like the full children's rhyme of the Oni. And you know Cyclops. that they're, you know, very ghoulish, nightmarish creature that most of the time is into eating young children.
Ah.
So you're kind of like confused on why you're hearing this at the moment.
I don't like so much the chanting about an Oni. That's not very good.
But why would it be out? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, that's dark. So like, that's dark magic.
Yes, yes, indeed. But what would we must go? We must go.
Yeah, we're just gonna, you know what? Let's just plow through it. You know, let's just, you know, we'll move past it and plow through it. And it's probably, you know, it's just happening. Let's just keep our wits about us. I turn the dial up on my perceptionometer.
Perhaps
my passive perceptionometer.
Perhaps Eric Geiler is gaslighting everyone in the town by declaring dark magic illegal, it's a proven, and then using it.
It's a proven method to control the masses with fear. The old lit gas lamp or whatever.
Yes, yes.
I want you both to roll a perception for me.
No!
Damn it. Right, this is a roll shit.
Hey, if you don't want to roll, go ahead.
No, I might as well not have rolled. Perception. 14, 16.
And did you say you rolled a 6, John?
6.
Okay. So you don't hear this Black Claws, but so you hear behind you, you almost hear like somebody is almost whispering in your ear. I smell black magic.
I whirl very fast.
Yeah.
Look behind me or whatever direction. Yeah.
And you see behind you, you see a wicked smile, like a Cheshire cat with no precordial. Precordial, is that what it is?
It's fine. It works for me.
Yeah.
It's a corporeal, but porcorial.
Corporeal. Like. Yes. Yeah. Porcorial, corporeal. He's got no pores and no body.
Sans pores.
There's a Cheshire cat, like evil, menacing smile behind you.
I don't like it. I roll for not liking it. A nat 20. And I point at, look, I don't know. I mean, is it right in front of me?
Yes. As you turn around, it's right behind you. Yep.
Yeah. I take a big step back and I grab Black Claw and I say, what are you doing sneaking up? What is this? And I'm looking for any sort of pores. You have no,
has no pores.
He's got no pores. He's poreless.
Black Claws, roll me a dexterity check with disadvantage.
You motherfucker. Of course I rolled a 19. Disadvantage. 13 plus, hold on. It gets better. 16.
Good Lord. I just did a pulse roll just because I was curious. He rolled a 20. So he grabs you by your neck and hoists you up in the air.
But he's got no pores. How is he doing this?
You don't see, all you see is the smile. You don't see anything actually grabbing at him.
But it feels like there's two hands around my neck.
It feels like there's one hand around your neck.
Okay. I guess I can't bite him, right? Because it would be below my...
It would be,
yeah.
It would be really
hard to do. Yeah. I mean, I got a spell and my blunderbuss all happening at the same time.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Do we want to roll initiative?
Yeah, roll for initiative. Yep. We know something's going on. Let's.
I cast Blunder Shatter.
Motherfucker.
Initiative.
These rolls are ridiculous, 17. People. Just while everyone else is doing their numbers, I just rolled and it was gonna show a 1 and it rolled over to a 19. That's how well I'm rolling tonight. So
nice.
Good luck, everybody else.
Right. Well, I got a 17 plus 4, it's 21.
Nice.
I got a 4
initiative.
Oh, Black Claws, what are we gonna do with you?
I mean, choke me, probably.
Yeah, you're getting choking him. You're choking him right now. That's what you're
choke
doing.
Choke me, Daddy.
Oh, boysies. And the mines are back. The mines are back.
I didn't even hear it.
Hold on. I think he beat my initiative. I can't do anything yet.
Why are you just standing there?
I can't physically do anything.
All right, Sut, what did you have?
21.
21 and 4 for Black Claws.
Yeah. Four for black holes. It's fine.
That's okay. It's still the silver. You got the silver medal.
Okay. Yeah. So, Soot, you're actually first.
Oh, well. So let me see. I have to remember there's actions and then there is bonus actions. None of that is a bonus action. So yeah, I'm going to. So all I can see is the smile and the eye, and is there eyes?
You can only see the smile right now.
Okay, then I'm going to, with my blunderbuss, just unload at the smile. Okay. I'm pretty close. I probably still.
Yeah.
So my attack blunderbuss is a +5 to hit. So I'm going to roll to hit. Man, I feel like when was the last time we did combat? I don't remember. All right. We do this. We add the 5 to the roll. Oh, 17 +5. 22.
Okay. That hits.
All right. So now I'm going to get, I'm using all Midwest Resin Geek die tonight.
Nice.
There we go. I got them all in one spot. 2d6 +3. So that's a 5, 6. So that's a 9 damage, 9 blunderbussy damage.
Okay. So yeah. So you blast it in its face and it like one of its sharp razor teeth just bounces off out of its mouth and it drops Black Claws and it shakes out of its invisibility spell, even though it's kind of like not fully invisible.
Yeah. Well, I say out loud, Black Claws, I blunder busted him in the teeth. And I give him a bardic inspiration die.
Ooh,
because it's a D6, right? Because of that great line. Yes, it's a D6.
Hell yeah.
I got four of these per long rest. So I gotta be smarter. Man, never again. I gotta be smarter about this.
Yeah. So what you see in front of you is this devilish looking thing. It's blue, ice cold skin, razor sharp claws, little horns on top of its head, gross, stringy, gray hair, eyes that kind of look like you're looking into a swirling well of evil. And it still has this shit eating grin, and it says, "Oh, looks like this nondescript person scratched me. Well, it looks like it's going to be my turn." So it's funny. I was trying to make him creepy, but he sounds kind of like I don't know, some weird.
It's pretty thing. Creepy. I don't know. It is pretty creepy. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad you think so.
When you put the whole picture together,
yeah,
the
voice it's exactly creepy. Yeah. Right. Yeah. No one should sit well with the Cheshire Cat's whole approach to interaction.
Yes, exactly. And the Oni goes to slash you against the chest, across the chest, I should say.
Oh, yes, I bear it. But take these stars off of me. Maybe this will work. It's an Oni.
That is a 16 to hit.
Oh, brother. Yeah, that hits.
Okay.
I should do something about my armor class. What can I do about my...
Nothing. We're pretty much screwed.
Okay. Oh, I want to make sure that I had my armor, like, activated. But yeah, I did.
That is a 18.
Oof.
You take 18 slashing damage.
18. Let's see if this works. I take 18 slashing damage.
Oh, you know what? I read the wrong thing. Excuse me. That's wrong.
Actually, 32. Apologies.
Oh. I was looking at the wrong thing. Apologies.
18.
You take 7 points of damage.
Apologies. 7 points of damage. Okay. Ow! Are the stars gone?
No, he did not take away the stars, but they are slashed through.
You missed.
Black Claws.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what to do. I kind of want to use prestidigitation to make the sound of children laughing in the distance.
Oh, nice. just FYI, there is nobody around where it was busy. There is no one around.
Yeah, we're like,
because they're alone. Used to this. They all ran inside, kind of thing.
Yeah,
Right. I'd assume. Yeah. Is this the same size as us relatively? Like it's mechanically, it's a medium sized creature.
He is a large giant. That's why he's able to pick you up so easily.
Yeah. Let me, man, I gotta look at my sheet here. And I might do some dumb stuff. D&D, right, guys?
We are D&Ding so hard.
So Kurt, remind me, what is the dagger of cunning? Is that the dagger that Kurt used? Or is that the yeah, Kurt, did you use the dagger?
Yeah, Kurt, tell us
is that the one that John stabbed himself with? Or is that something else?
Of course, you're asking me these questions, and I don't know
where. Well, I think you had two daggers, right?
We had multiple daggers.
Well, you stabbed. Yeah. You kept the one that I stabbed myself with, but the other one turned into the bracelet thingy.
Oh, the other one's a bracelet.
So if you had, so that other dagger must be the ceremonial jobber.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I have the dagger of cunning listed on my sheet, and I don't see the other one. But I remember that the way to activate it was to say strike, but I don't remember if that's the dagger of cunning or if that's something else. Well, it might be in my notes.
Yeah, I don't remember what the distinction was. I don't remember the dagger.
So the only thing that I have noted here says changes into a metal snake, attaches to my arm, strike is the power word, but I don't know which one that is. And I guess it becomes super relevant.
Yeah, I think that's the cunning.
Yeah, blade. I don't think we actually identified anything about the other one yet.
Okay, but we still have it.
Yeah, you have it. Yep. I don't want it anywhere near me.
but I might want to use it.
use it all you want. I think that's what you didn't you stab the demon with that? You stabbed the demon that had my soul with it.
Remember.
You did.
It doesn't say specifically. Did I?
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Was there any extra bonus or anything with that one? Because I don't have anything written down.
I will say anything. It's a plus six to hit.
Oh, shit balls.
Well, so I get a plus to hit already. So plus six on top of what I'm getting, or is it like a plus two dagger? Let's say
plus six to damage then. How about that?
Oh. Okay. Okay. So let me make a note. I'm sorry. You're going to have to edit a bunch of shit.
That's okay. Do me another thing too, and write down on there. Every time you use it, roll a D20.
for the other dagger.
For the demon dagger. Yep.
Yeah. So let me make a note. Demon dagger. I'm gonna put that on another piece of paper here.
Yeah.
Demon dagger. I'm
pretty sure I called it something, but I forget. I forget the name of it.
Yep. Plus six damage. Roll D20. Great. That doesn't sound like that could go wrong at all. John, I don't know what to do.
We're fighting an Oni. That's
I'm just gonna say this, and I always feel like this is the best advice for when we play is go with your gut.
So my gut was that I jump on it.
Jump on it.
Yeah, I wanna jump on them. You know, like a fucking cat, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, he suppose that's a crazy dagger.
Just takes it out and stabs him with it.
Yeah. So as it turns its focus to soot, I run at it, and you know whether I climb up him like a cat or just leap upon him. You know, like if he's turned to kind of like sideways to sort of like shoulder and back, and as I'm jumping, I pull the mystical demon dagger out and just attempt to drive it into him as I land.
Yeah. I should have you roll.
Declaration of intent.
Yep. Yeah. Go ahead and roll me an attack. I feel since you're doing a couple of things, I'll let you do it. Cause normally I'd be like, normally in D&D or fantasy role playing, it would be, if you jumped on top of them, that would be basically kind of your action, but I'm going to let you do both.
Oh, nope. I misty step on top of it. Well, there you I wouldn't go. Misty
Perfect.
Step. All right, we'll do it. Okay, I'll do it. Fuck.
Yeah. Cause,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, I want to kind of play by the rules a little bit, even though I break the rules all the time in this game. But
yeah.
It's some bullshit.
Yeah. So as it turns, all right, so let's, okay, cut from here. So as it turns towards Soot to attack Soot, slash at Soot, I poof, wink out of existence, and poof, I'm on the thing's back. I pull out the crazy demon dagger, and I jam it into the back of its neck.
All right. Maybe. Roll me an attack roll.
Do I get surprise? Is that advantage? Sounds like advantage.
You know what? I'll roll myself to let in, because he's kind of a mystical being as well. Like, he, not like he hasn't seen stuff like that before. So high or low?
Low.
Yeah, you do it.
Let's see. High die is 14 plus 5, I believe. Yep. 19. No. Yeah. Nice. 19.
Okay. Yep. Roll your damage.
Okay. So D4 plus D. Where's the D4? All right. It gets plus 6 on top of my plus 3. So plus 9 to this. Ooh, I rolled a 4.
Nice.
So nice. The 13 damage to his neck, if that matters.
Yeah, it's almost like it's almost like digging into like a chunk of ice. It just shards just kind of go out of it. It kind of roars.
Is there any effect from I was just gonna say, is there any effect from stabbing him with the crazy dagger or no?
Does his soul get taken by a demon?
Another demon shows up.
Another demon shows up. Every time you stab somebody with this blade, a demon comes and takes the soul for you stabbed. That's a fucked up weapon.
I knew that was gonna happen.
Roll me a d20 again.
Oh, don't forget your fucking
no pluses or minuses on this one.
What is it? The thing I gave you, the inspiration.
I rolled a 1.
Oh,
nice.
Okay. Oh my god.
Oh no.
The one thing you shouldn't have done, you have done.
I can roll again. Hold on. 18.
Can you use your bardic inspiration? Oh no, a 1 is a 1. Yeah, right.
I forgot I even had that. Fuck. I'm going to put that die right there. It's right here.
So you're looking at this dagger as you plunge it into this Oni's back, and it screams in horror, and pieces of like what seem like ice chunks kind of chunk off of it. And you look at the it's got ornate diamonds in it, and there's 7 of them, and you realize that one of them had actually looks like it actually had as turned to like a black. And as you stab it into this being, you look at it and you see another one that turns black, and it opens up like almost like a tornado of black, and it engulfs your whole body and sucks you into the dagger. And the dagger is still inside this Oni and is just plunged into it. And you Black Claws feel like you're in a black darkness of a prison.
Oh no!
Do I see him still?
You saw him get sucked up into the dagger.
Damn it!
And when you hear him say, oh no, you can hear it audibly come out of the dagger.
Oh, well, this is... Okay, got it. That's... Okay. It's good.
I'm like, Zog, you're up in the thing.
Oh no.
like Black Claws, you're like, it's like you're in a phone booth. It's like so thin and cramped, and you're just like, yeah, again, just like Zod, you're just... You don't know what to do.
I'm in a glass box of emotions.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, okay.
Stab yourself with a dagger.
So we'll just live in there together. We'll haunt whoever wields it from here on out. So where's the dagger now, would you say? Still stuck in the back of this thing?
Yep.
All right. I'm just going to throw this out there. So Blacklaw's gone. I remember he's in the dagger. I heard the voice. Okay, so I am going to, like, this is over. I'm going to go ahead
and run.
I'm gonna, well, sort of. I'm going to, where is it? I'm going to use that special thing in the beginning that you gave us. Just have to find it here. Oh, the song of immediate slumber. One or many targets puts the target sleep immediately. Use once per long rest. I wasn't going to use this, but I'm going to use it. And then I'm also going to use a combat Benny, assuming you allow me to use it to put this thing to sleep. Because I would like to use the combat Benny to say, I put the thing to sleep, I grab the dagger, and I run frantically towards the school. I just sing like this stupid ass, like really hastily scrawled together lullaby. Go to sleep. You fucking stole my friend, and I gotta get the dagger, and we gotta get out of here. Goodbye. And I run, and if it works, it just like crumbles down to the ground, falls asleep, swears at me, curses my family or whatever he wants to do, and then I take the dagger all out of his back and run away.
Ooh, what happens when you grab the dagger, though?
Well, I don't want to do it.
Well, you could probably
pull your cloak off. I definitely don't roll to stab myself in the chest, if that's what you're asking.
Okay.
Yeah, tell me how possible any of that is. I have a combat Benny that I want to blast off.
You do have a combat Benny. Okay. So I'm going to say,
is that one of your spells, John, or is that something that Kirk gave you?
That was the thing that was that special ability that he gave us way back in the beginning.
So that's automatically going to happen. So that's a once a day thing. So yeah, so definitely cross that off for the day. And then your benefit is taking that dagger and getting the hell out of there.
Yeah. I want to escape.
How are you grabbing the dagger?
The coolest. I do like a backflip. No. Wherever I see it, I just grab it. I grab it and I yank it out and I book it. And I kind of just run towards the school.
Okay. You don't touch it though, do you? Or do you?
Well, I kind of have to. Yeah. Right.
Well, you can take your cloak and wrap the cloak around.
So I don't know that
right?
I would think to do that. I think I'm pretty panicked as I just watched you got sucked up into this blade.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not thinking about that.
No, that's fair.
Not at the moment. I will. It'll occur to me in a minute.
Yeah.
As I'm frantically running from the Oni that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll say that you do that. You put him to sleep. You take the glass. You take the blade and you book it out of there.
Damn it! As I'm running, I'm like, "Are you in there? What are you doing?"
Yeah. Yeah.
Get out of there!
And you are rushing to the school that you can kind of tell it's a school. You're when Black Claws is telling you it's that way or what it was telling you is that way. So you're kind of like really kind of booking it. And then as you're doing it, because you're holding this blade without any buffer, your things just start flashing into your head. You flash to when you held it before. You flash to it when you stabbed yourself. You flash to when your soul was taken out of your body. You flash it when you're trying to change. And it felt like you're being ripped apart like a 1,000-page book, page by page. You flash to this demon trying to take you back into hell with it. And you flash to when Black Claws gets sucked into this knife, and as you flash back to you running to the school, your tears are just streaming down your face uncontrollably, and you're shaking like a leaf as you run towards the school of Flitabay. And I think we'll call it there.
Ah, shit.
This is terrible. this did not go as planned.
I could not believe it.
No.
I was literally like, I really hope he rolls a 20 and not a 1. And then as soon as you did it, I'm like, wow.
So I looked over and I was like, that's a 7. No, it's not a 7. Fuck.
That stupid little tail on the 1s. Get that off of there. That's like, so that's the second roll that's been related to this dagger, and both rolls have been ones.
We probably should have gave it to the Dragonborn.
maybe get rid of it.
Literally every time you guys talked about taking it with you, I'm like, oh, and I didn't say anything. I was like, oh boy,
this is the only way it can happen.
Yep, exactly. The only way it should happen. That's great storytelling.
Oh, God. All right. I know exactly what I'm going to do next.
Nice.
I don't.
Well, you're stuck in the dagger. I need to find your friends. I'm going to use my original plan of I don't know. Maybe it doesn't matter. I won't. It doesn't. You know, it's not even that great. I'm going to. Yes, it doesn't matter. I won't tell you.
Luckily, you're going through it. You're going to a school of wizardry, so there's a possibility of things happening instead of you guys going somewhere else.
Yeah, but I also don't want to be killed because of the dark magics that is surrounding the dagger.
So here's the thing, right? So you in a meta sense, right? Because should remember this. Jorfin works at the library. So if you go to the library and say that you're here with Black Claws or whatever, right? Because you don't want to just go into the school and be like, oh my God, my fucking friend is trapped inside this demon dagger.
I have this dagger and my friend is stuck inside of it. Like, I'll be. Yeah.
So if you go.
Can you help Black Claws? Where is he? Yeah. Right here.
He's in the dagger.
Well, and not only that, right? Because depending on how infamous I remain at the school, you don't want to be like, hey, I'm friends with Blacklaw, the guy that fucking worships the tentacle motherfucker.
Yeah.
So if you can find Jorfin, then you can on the down low. Right. And he might be able to find somebody to get me out. Right.
I know how I'm going to, it's a similar, I have a plan of how I'm going to approach all these people that might know you that I've got a reason why I'm looking for them on your behalf.
And it could be, right? Like, this is the watchdog for Eric B. Geiler.
Yeah, I don't, right.
So, I mean, so it makes sense that Osethra could have gotten killed by a demon then for practice, because it's not so much that she was practicing dark magic and got summoned a demon that killed her. Like, no, this is the ward that Mr. Geiler put over the town or whatever to catch people who are.
Yes.
Have you, whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's asleep. It's sleeping. It's fine.
For now.
It's fine. It probably won't come onto the campus. It's probably like the Dementors from whatever you call it. Harry Potter and the whatever.
And the Dementors. We'll find out.
Remember them? they don't go on campus, I don't think. They just kind of hover outside of it. That's what this is, right?
Yeah, totally. Everything will be
just
fine.
Like that.
It's exactly like that.
Yeah. Damn it. You've solved my ripoff Harry Potter puzzle.
You solved my school Oni guardian puzzle.
You're a wizard soot.
I don't want to be. Library to seek Jorfin. Okay. All right. Got it.
I mean, do what you want, but so.
No, that makes no sense because it's not I guess the library is probably in the school, but or not. Maybe the library is just on campus. Is that what it was?
I mean, the campus is part of the school, right? Everything on the campus is part of the school sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. I guess I'm thinking of it like a high school rather than a college campus. Yeah. So it's probably more like that. So yeah, I agree. Seek Jorfin.
My other thought was to jump on it with both claws like I did on the Beholderkin, but it's D4, and I'm like, well.
I mean, it works so well with the other demon.
Yeah.
I was like, even the good roll is not a lot of damage, right? I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is so much more fun.
Exactly. And that's why I was like, go with your gut. And then look what happened.
So my first thought was to make noises of kids behind him to see if he would bite on it.
Yeah.
My next thought was to cast Shilog or whatever, however the hell you pronounce that, the druid spell, and turn the pimp cane magical and then just crack him in the face with it.
Yeah.
You know,
Shillelagh.
Yeah. Like full pimp out, like who the fuck are you stepping to? And just crack him with the cane.
I'll give you the shillelagh.
Yeah, you have to say that. Every time you use it, you have to use an Irish accent.
Yeah, yeah.
Your worst Irish accent.
I wish I could. I can't do it.
Yeah, you just have to try it. That's not part of the spell. Shut up, John. Yeah, you're right, John.
Yeah. Yeah. Every accent everybody does is terrible. So yeah. Who cares?
John's was all right. I mean, I don't know if you could do that for like a full like 4 hours or whatever.
Yeah, I'd love to try. I will be, my next character will be totally Irish accent.
I would love to do a full Irish accent for a character.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Well, it's locked in. I'm doing it in my next one. Locked in. Nice. You have to do it too. It'll be great.
I always want to do one of my PCs as like a Russian accent, but like it turns Australian all of a sudden. I'm like,
yeah, it's like a lateral move into Australian.
Yep. Stupid. I'm really good though at doing a lot of like southernness. God damn it, southern accents. Jesus.
Yeah,
because that one I did was
fun,
a little different from Zuchi and stuff like that. So,
like, I could do the North Jersey / New York, and that's about it.
Yeah, got a great Italian from the Cthulhu game.
Yeah. Well, it's just all kind of the same thing.
Or like wise guy, yeah, whatever.
It gets more so, right? Like he was more so than like George or Harry is. But oh, and I can do friggin', you know, Viking bullshit, fucking Danish,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
but that's so super specific.
Yeah. Oh well, we can have you do like an undercover thing on this one or whatever, and you can use that.
Yeah.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.